Talking Racing. Thomas Gomez is here. Hi, Thomas.
Hey, how's it going?
So it's black and red day. We're all wearing black and red. For some reason, we're all E-Rabs today.
Yeah, but... right? Except for me. I just have black on. I forgot the red.
Well, that's all right. That's close. Your face, you're embarrassed. So it's red cheeks there, right? Go. There. You match right in now.
Yeah,
so.
Perfect.
Let's talk racing. What happened in NASCAR over this past weekend?
Yes, we were at Atlanta, which was supposed to be this big, exciting weekend, and it kind of flopped. It was kind of like a calmer race. We just saw the big one come out a little late where the leader ended up taking out a good chunk of cars. And it was Joey Logano that ended up getting the win of that one. But coming out of Atlanta, the big story was Josh Williams in the Xfinity Series. He was involved in some type of accident. He went down pit road. They put some tape and stuff on the car to seal it back up, you know, to fix it the best they can.
Tape.
Some tape.
Duct tape, man. Duct tape works on everything.
They come in sheets.
Yep. Duct tape.
So he goes back out on the track. He has some debris come off the car from that. You know, it wasn't sealed properly or whatever. NASCAR black flagged him and said, "You're done. You have to go park it." Well, he was so upset about this rule, he parked the car during the race at the start-finish line, got out of the car, and walked back. And was like, if you guys want me done, you're going to have to tow the car because I ain't doing it. So
Attitude.
Wow. It was a lot of fun to see that happen, though. It was something we've never seen before.
That's in his attitude era. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, there's a fine coming for that? A penalty?
No fine, but he's suspended from the race this weekend.
Oh, that's a penalty right there.
Unsportsmanlike conduct or something like that in NASCAR's rule book.
Yeah, there's no 15-yard penalty for that.
You're going to lose points and the cup and everything with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll hurt.
It's going to be hard to make it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, attitude is one thing.
Yep. Yeah, that was something.
Can't change crazy.
Nope, you cannot. Speaking of crazy, there's something I wanted to bring up in auto news just in general. Did you guys see that Dodge's last gas-powered Challenger coming out is going to have over 1,000 horsepower?
Whew.
945 pound-feet of torque, 2 Gs at launch, 0 to 60 in 1.6 seconds.
So my point is, why didn't we have this before?
Great question, but what really caught me was that they have optional parachutes that come with it.
What?
Yeah, 0 to 60 in 1 second. That's like a dragster.
That is exactly what it is, yeah. So they had to have some fun with it being the last gas-powered one.
Having that on the track, that would be good to see in NASCAR.
Oh, that would be in victory lane right away.
And is Dodge selling that to just random people? Like, anybody could buy one of those?
Essentially, it's a demon, yeah.
Yeah, but you have to have a lot of money, deep pockets.
You and I
can't afford it.
No. I'm guessing 1,000 horsepower on Alpine. Can you imagine if you hit a pothole in that?
Yeah. From state to Perryville, like in 2 seconds.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, pretty much. I think you need like, what would you think? Like 100 Gs at least?
Oh, we're talking 250.
You think so?
250 Gs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where are we at this weekend?
This weekend we're heading to a road course, the first one on the circuit in Austin, Texas. It's Circuit of the Americas, also known as COTA.
So also known as left and right turns.
There are a lot of left and right turns, yes. Yep, I think we're upwards of 20 this weekend.
Wow.
20 different turns.
Predictions? Who do you think is going to win?
Looking at the results, I think it's going to be Chevy. I think a Chevy's going to get it done this weekend.
Well, that was a risk.
That narrows it down. Yeah.
Chevy, Ford, or what? Dodge, what do you think?
Very political answer.
Yep, that's how it's going. I don't want to just seal myself in with one. I want to go with one of three.
All right, and you can check out Thomas on his racing podcast. Tell us more about that.
Yes, so Racing Rundown will air on SportsFan 1330 AM and 97.1 FM. It airs every Sunday before the race, about 9 o'clock in the morning. Lou and I from our sister station, 104.9 The X, will kind of talk everything racing. We'll go on some tangents and... It's a lot of fun. This weekend, we'll have a special guest with us, a driver from the Cup Series.
Ooh.
So we'll be chatting with him, and we'll get to know what he's up to.
How come he's not here with us now?
All right.